or someone else. But yeah, thank you so much. Have a wonderful rest of your day, everyone.
Of sunlight to moonlight, reflections of my life. Oh, how they fill my
Welcome to Black Stripes or White Keys.
Yeah. You're listening to WMFO Medford.
91.5. Oh, we did that unintentionally.
We're so in sync.
You know, we got it.
Yeah.
We're on a mission.
Yeah.
Truly.
We do this every week. You know, our brains were bound to sync up at some point.
True. It's very true. Although we haven't been here in 2 weeks.
That's true.
So we missed you.
Spring break and stuff.
And then we had us having other things going on in our lives. And then we had spring break.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're back.
Yeah.
We're going to finish out the year.
Yeah.
So.
Which is coming to a close. Quickly.
Yeah, well, this academic year, not the actual year.
Yeah.
I don't really know if I have any major updates on our end, I guess. I think we just want to play some music.
Yeah, we still like music.
Yeah, that first song was Feeling Okay by Best Coast, which is a really good song, in my opinion.
Which coast is the best coast?
I guess that depends on where you're from.
So you'd say the East Coast?
I mean, I have no idea what the West Coast is like, so I guess I have to say the East Coast. Unless I hated the East Coast so much that I just assumed the West Coast is better, you know? But they are from California, so I think they think... I'm pretty sure they're from the West. I don't know if they're from California, but I'm pretty sure they're from the West Coast. So I think that they believe that the West Coast is the best coast. I can look this up real quick, you know. Fact check.
Well, maybe we can get back to you.
They are from L.A.
Oh. So, yeah, maybe. Yeah. Wouldn't it be such a plot twist, though, if they were talking about the East Coast?
That'd be very true. Although every, you know what they say, New York is the best city in the world, so. Okay, but does that take into account the rest of the East Coast? Are we thinking, like, holistically? Or are we thinking, like, do we have, like, some key spots, you know?
Like.
I mean, other than New York, I don't know if I would say anywhere else on the East Coast is, like, to die for.
Oh, I feel like it's a sum total, so, like,
yeah.
If all these small cities are, like, okay, they get, like, plus one, and then New York is, like, plus 50.
Yeah, yeah.
So, it could be the best coast.
It could be. It depends on how much you rank New York versus L.A., because L.A. would be, like, the comparison of, like, the two major cities on each coast.
We also have San Francisco.
That's true, but I feel like L.A. is more bigger. Not, like, not necessarily...
More bigger.
No, I mean, you know...
Yeah.
Yes. But you know what I mean? Like, in the imagination of America, L.A. seems more important than San Francisco because, like, the entertainment industry.
I'm biased. I'm moving to San Francisco.
I know. I'm sure it's really great. I feel like if I were to live in California, I probably would like San Francisco better.
It's nice. It's cooler.
That's true. That's a big deal.
That's a plus one.
It's a
right
temperate.
There.
That no, I think the temperate climate's probably like a plus 20.
Plus 20. That's pretty good.
I mean, like, who wouldn't want there to be good weather all year?
That's a good point.
It's very true.
Also, you mentioned New York, but we need to add Boston too.
I know, but Boston's New York's crazy. Better.
But what? What?
I mean, it's true.
This is blasphemy to the city we live in.
I know. Cambridge is better than Boston.
The
neighborhoods around Boston, I feel like are better than Boston proper.
I like all of it. I think, as a whole, I like the vibes of Boston. You know, that small city and a big city vibes, as opposed to New York, is like, it's just in your face, you know?
Mm.
I like New York. But.
No, I guess it's very dependent on the person, because one thing that I do think is nice about New York that's something we don't have here is that things are open all the time.
Yeah.
Like,
nice.
If you try to go out at night, like, you're going to have a hard time getting any, being able to go someplace after 11 o'clock in Boston.
Or if you do, you'll get stranded.
Or you get stranded. Yeah, it's true. Whereas in New York, like, it's totally normal to see people out at midnight.
That is true. But I feel like as we age, you know, because we're so old,
yeah,
just get more and more tired.
I mean, it's weird because, like, I go to bed early, so, like, okay, it kind of works out for me. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, like, I have been wanting to do things, and I'm like, I don't really know what to do because everything closes, you know?
That is true.
And I will say the food is better.
Ooh, yes.
You have to, like, because not... there's places in Boston area that are good. I just think you have to look harder.
Boston's better if it's about seafood, maybe.
Maybe, I don't know. But I think it's just, like, you don't have to try as hard to find good food in New York.
Yeah, because it's, like, every corner.
Yeah. Whereas here, like, I feel like it took a while to, like, find the places where I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I don't know, sometimes... And it's weird, because it's... I feel like around here, there's a bunch of good, like, counter places. But I feel like I've been to a bunch of, like, sit-down restaurants in the area that I'm just like, this isn't that great.
I can't really tell you because when we were in New York last week, we didn't go to that many sit-down restaurants. The ones we did go to were really great, but I can't compare because I mostly go to sit-down dinner here. But anyway,
that was our debate on the coast.
Yeah.
Long story short, it's very subjective.
Yeah. Except there's an objective answer, which is that Boston is the best because we live here.
I mean, that's what we gotta say. That's we gotta say it.
It's like loyalty.
It's no one's perfect though. There's definitely like every city's got its things that the other cities don't have.
That is true.
You know.
So? I was gonna try to think of an example, but I didn't have one off the top of my head. I was trying to think of a random city, like, you know.
That's true. I mean, I'm not gonna put too much thought into this right now. So, yeah, let's get back to some tunes. We have "Nobody" by Mitski coming up, which I oh my god. So my friend loves Mitski, and she was just playing at Roadrunner. But the show got canceled only a couple hours before doors opened because someone on like her team, whether I don't know if it was a band or a roadie or something, but someone got COVID, so they canceled the show pretty last minute. And my friend had been waiting outside, like she went at like 12 or something. I was like, I don't think you need to go that early, but she was like, I am not risking anything. And I'm like, okay, yeah, sure, whatever. So she went at 12. And at, like, 4 o'clock or something, or, like, 5 o'clock, they canceled the show. So she had, like, been waiting outside all day just for it to get canceled, wow. Like, a couple hours before doors
That's
opened.
So sad.
I know, I feel so bad. But we still, it's not really Mitski's fault. It's COVID's fault.
Darn, so, COVID.
With that said, let's listen to some Mitski.
My God, I'm so lonely, so I open the window to hear sounds of people, to hear sounds of people. Venus, planet of love, was destroyed by global warming. Did its people too much? Did its people want too much?
solid nine. The moon is shining bright. You're the one that I need. Up at your window, I see a shadow silhouette of your grace. Here's this flower I picked for all the hours that you spent with me. The one I love that I've been dreaming of sailing across the sea. Let my hands up through your hair, moving closer, kiss with a share. Passionate love to be all night long. We'll never break, it's why I'm too strong. But nothing's more than what I love is for. As I kiss your cheek, oh, so softly, and soaring down my back, a thousand hours and never leave. Our romance is a love chance, and I will never part. A thousand hours is such a love shot, will never stop once we start. Let my hands up through your hair, moving closer, kiss we'll share. Passionate love in me all night long, we'll never break, cause one too strong. Let my hands up through your hair, moving closer, kiss we'll share. Passionate love to be all night long, we'll never break, cause one too strong.
What's up?
Everything.
It's true.
Yes.
That was some OG Green Day for you, like first album Green Day.
Very early Green Day.
Very.
You could say they were very green to the music.
They were quite, yeah. That was a good one. Ooh, that was a honk.
And before that we had Beach House and...
Then we had, what else did we have? We had Beach House, we had The Pale White, we had Dive. Those were the songs. No,
like
those were the bands, not
like
the songs.
The Dive, like, went one the way it's spelled.
Yeah, it's spelled D-I-I-V, so it's kind of like...
Div.
Div, yeah.
Like an HTML div.
Yeah. So, I think we have PSAs for you.
We have multiple things to talk about.
Yes, we do.
Okay, I'll start. Children are naturally curious. They're born learning, so follow their lead. What does your child like about riding in the car? Singing along to the radio music? Counting trucks? Or watching the traffic light change color? Talk with your child about what's going on around the car, and it becomes a learning moment. And when you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. Learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org, a public service announcement brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and WMFO Medford.
Nice. This must be an old PSA, because you know the kids are on their iPads or something in the car.
Kids, that's where they do all their learning.
That's what they do now. Anyway, for those of you unaware, there's a donation drive going on at WMFO right now, so here's our lovely PSA about it. If you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2022 donations drive. If you would like to pay online, go to give.tufts.edu. Under designation, select Arts, Sciences, and Engineering, then Other, and then put WMFO, or you can write us a check. To check out our prize tiers and mailing address, go to WMFO.org and click the Donations Drive tab. Thanks for helping us keep it freeform. Oh, so you get, like, stuff for donating? That's pretty sweet. Let's figure out what kind of stuff this is.
Yeah. Who doesn't like stuff?
Everyone likes stuff.
Well, you know, I think I have too much stuff. But you definitely should donate.
Okay, so here is your tiers. So you are a Studio C donor if you donate $5 and you receive a sticker featuring the beautiful WMFO logo. Beautiful quote. That's exactly what it says on the website. All right. Studio B donor is $10. Receive a WMFO logo patch. Turn any article clothing into a WMFO merch. Cool. Studio A donor is $25. Receive a custom WMFO hat made with love by our board.
Oh.
A custom hat. Pretty sweet.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. You're a Curtis Hall donor if you were for $30. Receive a WMFO t-shirt designed by the winner of the t-shirt contest. Pretty nice, pretty nice. And if you're a College Ave donor with $50, a package of WMFO merch, t-shirts, stickers, button, pens, anything else we can find. All right, getting into $100, you're a Freeform Stan. Record your own station ID or PSA. Hear your voice on the air. I don't know if I like that one because it requires you to do work.
Well, you also, like, become a celebrity, though.
Do you become a celebrity, though?
Celebrity is a subjective term.
Okay. All right. And if you're a Freeform God, donates $1,000 and receives not only the love and affection of every Tufts Freeform DJ until the end of time, but also, if you choose, your own guest spot on a WMFO show, as well as a classy dinner date with members of the station's charming and charismatic exec board.
Hear that? For $1,000.
You can have dinner with a bunch of college students.
Wow. You know, I think you'd have to, like, pay me to do that in a few years.
For sure.
But you should still donate $1,000 because who doesn't love keeping it free form?
That's true, because then we could, you know, get stuff for WMFO. You know what it would be probably go towards? WMFO has been doing, like, these events. And they've been really cool. Like, they put on, like, little concerts and stuff. Kind of like Apple Jam, but sometimes they'll do it in collaboration with Apple Jam. But you know how they've been putting, like, on events? You know, that's what probably your money can go towards. Also maintenance for equipment and things like that. But, you know, if you wanna be a part of some WMFO event stuff, consider donating.
Yeah.
Very cool stuff. So, yeah.
So, we have music.
We do have music. What's next, Trisha? Oh, wait, I think we should do... we play a lot of Foo Fighters on this show. Yes, because my dad is a big fan, and he always requests them. And I have the bad news, terrible news, actually, that the drummer Taylor Hawkins recently died. If anyone has seen that in the news, I think it was an overdose of some kind. And, yeah, it's really, like, crazy. They were on tour. They're supposed to perform at the Grammys this weekend, but probably not anymore. But, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of a big deal because the band, it's not really clear whether the band will continue or not after this. Because Dave Grohl was so close with Taylor Hawkins that I don't know if he would feel right continuing the band without him. Because he was such an integral part. So that's the rock to the music world.
Yeah, that's
like in this past week. So we're going to play another Foo Fighters song. And, you know, in honor of Taylor Hawkins. And it is Learning to Walk. Learn to fly. But those are lyrics in the song. You know, everyone's like, learning to walk again. Okay, you know it. And you love it.
Yeah.
See you on the other side.
Hook me up. Rosemary. Heaven restores you in life. You're coming with me through the aging, the fearing, the strife. It's the smiling on the package, it's the faces in the sand, it's the thought that moves you upward, embracing me with two hands. Right, we'll take you places, yeah, maybe to the beach. When your friends, they do come crying, tell them now your pleasure's set upon slow release.
Sidetrack today because we got an email about commencement, mm-hmm. and we're like, whoa, we gotta do stuff.
We have to
graduate.
Commence.
We do it. We have to commence. We do.
Can't wait.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to graduating. So.
Yeah, me too. What are you looking for?
Whoa, it's
to?
More. That's kind of annoying. If you're a master's student, your cap and gown is more money.
Well, they're, like, more cool, because they have, like, all that, like, extra fabric.
I guess so. You can get a hood.
Yeah. But you have to get a hood.
Yeah.
It's part of the thing. More fabric.
So, a bachelor's gown, cap, and black tassel package is $60. And you can get a commemorative brown and blue tassel for $10. I probably will get the tassel. I mean, like, it is, you know... Gotta put it in your yearbook, you know?
Yeah.
I don't even, like, what do they put in the yearbook? Like, you know what I mean? It's not like high school where you take pictures and write a quote.
I think that is, like, I mean, I don't know, but they must have, like, pictures of, like, student organizations and stuff. And
yeah, but, like, it's not, like, there's a chance you might not be in it.
Yeah, there's a 100% chance I'm not in that because I never took my senior photo because I was lazy.
Yeah.
So,
Do you get, like, special, like stuff if you have high honors and stuff?
Maybe you get, like, the little cord. The honor cord.
Yeah.
Thing. I don't have any. I wouldn't know. Very honorable.
Don't say that.
It's true. It's true. My GPA is very average. I like it that way.
Well, you know what? You have realistic expectations, and you're not being too hard on yourself, which is something that a lot of people do here, and that's not good.
Yeah, people stress out too much.
They do.
You just gotta go.
I'm definitely one of those people that stresses out too much.
Are you stressed right now?
Probably
because you lost your glasses.
Yeah.
I'd be stressed about that.
Yeah. It's sad because I was going to say that, but then I wasn't going to say that because my parents are listening. So now they're going to be mad at me.
Why would they be mad at you?
Because I lose everything. But I'm sure I can find them. And if I can't, I have my old ones that are, like, almost the same prescription. I'm probably going to get a text right now. I haven't. It's okay. They will.
Okay.
It's okay. I'm sorry, Ma.
I'm not mad at you.
Thank you.
Your parent, but
yeah.
I think you're just trying.
I'm just trying my best.
Yeah.
It's really how it goes.
And anyway, should we do?
Yeah, we should do
the thing that we do every.
The thing we do every week.
Every week, yeah. On Thursday night.
We do. It's time for Conspiracy Crackdown.
We haven't thought this one through.
We really didn't think this one
like,
through.
Like, at all.
At all. We were too busy talking about commencement.
But it's about commencement.
Yeah, we're gonna... So...
Well, we were thinking that, you know...
That every diploma has a part of Jumbo on it.
Oh!
Yeah.
Like a piece of his body?
Maybe. I don't know, like, you know, Jumbo in the basement of the Cummings Center.
Yeah.
He marks every single diploma.
Like, how?
I don't know, maybe he's... Because he's super intelligent, right?
Yeah.
Maybe he, like, he puts a little mark on it with his trunk. Like, they give him a little pen and he just goes, like...
Like, he signs it?
Yeah. But it's cursed when he does that.
Don't you think you would notice if your diploma had, like, an extra signature?
Not like a signature. Maybe he just has like a little mark on it, a little insignia.
Like maybe he uses like invisible ink.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can't see it, except like in the dark.
Yeah.
It's glow in the dark.
And yeah, so if you're smart enough to find it, you'll know that's the day Jumbo will come for you.
Yeah.
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 So you can be, because they sacrifice people to him in the basement. We haven't talked about this conspiracy in a long time.
Yeah.
So people probably don't remember what it was, but it's very weird.
Yeah, especially if they don't regularly listen
to our show.
Basically,
we made up a dumb conspiracy theory that they built the new Cummings Center to house Jumbo, that they took his DNA and cloned him. But the clone Jumbo is evil and highly intelligent.
Yeah.
And they sacrifice. And he's actually in charge of the university. So the new president, after Tony Monaco leaves, Jumbo has to approve.
Jumbo has to approve.
Yeah. They have to sacrifice people to Jumbo to keep him settled. You know, so he won't get too angry and try to take over the world.
Yeah.
Because he gets lonely down there in the Cummings sub-basement.
Of course. I would be lonely, too. And, like, he doesn't have enough space to run around. He's an elephant, you know?
Yeah.
He has space to
run. But what if it's a really big, like...
Basement?
Yeah.
Okay. I can see that.
Although, it'd probably be annoying when the train starts coming through. He's gonna get the train going all the time right above him. He's gonna be like...
Not to mention there's no sunlight down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you see those...
Maybe it'll become legend that if you're on the Green Line late at night, you can hear him...
Trumpeting.
Yeah, I don't know what an elephant does.
What
trumpeting.
Called.
Boo! Yeah.
That was... neither one of the noises
I really can't recreate
that. I think it's a really hard noise to recreate.
It is very hard. It's not like a cow. It's not like moo, you know?
You know what's cool are those people who can, like, imitate animal noises easily? Not easily, but, like, they work at it. I don't know what they're called.
I mean, a lot of people practice bird calling.
So that they can call birds to them?
Yeah, so that when they go into the woods, they can find the birds that they're looking for. Because they call them.
That's cool.
With their mating calls or something.
That's cool.
And then you take pictures of the birds.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Birds.
Sorry, I got distracted for a second. I just ordered it's dinner.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. That's what I've been thinking about for the past hour. I'm so hungry. Also, I've been thinking about music.
Obviously. Yeah, obviously.
Because that's what this is about.
That's what it's all about.
I'm excited to commence.
Me too. I'm like, I feel like it's going to be like a good day. It better not rain, knock on wood. It will not rain. I'm manifesting it right now. It's not going to rain.
I hope it's not going to rain, and I hope it's not like so hot that we die.
Wait, this is a random question. It's not really applied to us, but I guess... So what if you're, like... So for how... You know how, like, you have to leave by the end of finals? Like, your dorm?
Yeah.
But commencement... Like, finals ends on, like, May 13th. And commencement isn't until May 20th, 22nd, whatever it is.
Maybe the senior dorms have different rules.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, they must have different rules, because... Like, they can't just, like, kick you out.
Or maybe they expect you to, like, fly back or something.
But that's so ridiculous. For, like, not, 2 weeks?
Yeah, they probably just... They
not
probably
even.
Just leave the dorms open an extra week or two.
They probably do just for the seniors because, yeah. I mean, like, also, what if you, like, can't afford that? They can't discriminate.
Yeah. Travel is expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so, a good point. Probably
they probably just are open later. Yeah. All right. Well, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO. Tufts Reform Radio. Thank you for listening to Black Stripes or White Keys, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah. Have a good night.
All right. You have something to play us out?
Yep.
Cool.
It's
nice.
The ocean's not enough for it. My rolling in, I feel a dark swell crawling up the skin of my spine. If I know you sold on maybe, I'll let you waste another guy. Well, alrighty, Aphrodite, go with that red further. Dirt.